Matthew chapter 11. Boys and girls, it is verse 28 that I would leave with you this morning. The Lord Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And you see that word heavy laden, that gives the idea of men and women, and boys and girls too, who have a burden. Whenever you put a burden on a donkey, it's heavy laden. Well, the Lord Jesus sees men as heavy laden, carrying a burden. And that makes us think of a book that John Bunyan, the Puritan, wrote many years ago, and it's still a good seller, it's still published and printed, and people read it today even. And I trust if you haven't read it, you'll read it. That's a kind of an allegory, like a parable. It has a spiritual meaning. And Bunyan's dreaming, and in his dream he sees pilgrim, Christian. And Christian is starting out on the journey to the celestial city, to heaven. And he begins from his home. And whenever Bunyan introduces us to Christian, to pilgrim, he says that, "I saw a man, he was clothed with rags, and he has his face away from his house, because he's going to go to the celestial city to flee from the wrath of God." And it says he has two things. And first of all, it says he has a book in his hand and a burden on his back. And these are the two things that he's carrying for a long part of the journey. And that book's a very special book. And that book is the Bible, God's Word. He needed that to get to the celestial city, to find the way, to know the direction, to get guidance on how to get rid of that burden of sin that was upon his back. And every time he read in the book, his heart used to break, and he used to lament, and he cried out many times with weeping and trembling, "What shall I do to be saved? What shall I do to get rid of this burden?" And the more he seemed to read the book, the greater the burden seemed to become. In fact, he said that to one of the people that he met on his journey, Mr. Worldly Wiseman, I think it was. He asked him, "How did you come to have this burden on your back?" And Bunyan said, "By reading this book in my hand." You see, all are sinners, but only some are burdened about their sin. And the thing that makes you be burdened about sin is this book, the Bible, because the Bible says all have sinned and the wrath of God comes upon sinners. And that becomes an immense burden. And so Bunyan had this burden and this book. And he asked for direction how to get rid of it. And Mr. Worldly Wiseman, he directed him to a village called Morality. And there dwells a gentleman there who's called Legality. And he will tell you how to get rid of your burden. And he says, "Do works. Do this and do the other. And go up the mountain of Sinai and keep the law of God. And you'll get rid of that burden." But you know, Bunyan tried that, our pilgrim, and he didn't get rid of the burden that way. No. But then he met Interpreter. Interpreter pointed him to another place, to another hill. And he climbed up to that hill. And at the top of that hill there was a cross. And at the bottom of that hill there was an empty tomb. And as he got up the hill and he got to the cross, as it were, the burden fell off at the cross. And it rolled down the hill and it went into the empty tomb. And that's how the burden went away. And that's how Christians lose the burden of sin. Not at Mount Sinai through the law, but at the place where Jesus died, where he shed his blood for us on the cross. And where we hear in the gospel, if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace with God and our sins are all forgiven through the blood of the Lamb. And when we hear that message and believe that message and know that message, the burden of sin rolls away and it goes into the place where Jesus left it, in the empty tomb, because he died on the cross, and then he came out of the tomb, and all the sin was gone. And boys and girls, you have the burden of sin, you do wrong, you know you're a sinner, but let me tell you, the cross and the Lord Jesus who died for you is the one who takes away your sin. So you come to Christ and you have your trust in Christ and you sit often at Calvary, at the cross, and remember the blood that was shed and trust the blood that was shed to wash you and to cleanse you from all your sins. Let us pray.